This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, state governments unfairly target Christian schools during the COVID pandemic. That story right after this short message.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered, enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall, receive enrollment assistance, and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
For 41 years, the Hermiston Christian School has been faithfully educating young minds and hearts. But now their very existence is being threatened. The Oregon Private Christian School is doing everything that they can to reach compliance with the COVID guidelines laid out by the state in order to reopen their classrooms to in-person education. Unfortunately, the state continues to move the goalpost for the small private religious school, while exempting small non-religious schools from the closure orders. The Alliance Defending Freedom is representing the Christian school in a lawsuit against the state because of the unfair treatment that they are claiming is due to their religious affiliation. They are arguing that the Oregon state government is allowing small public schools under 75 students to reopen, but it has told private schools of the same size that they must remain closed, citing health metrics of the county that are out of the school's control, all while showing favoritism to public schools like the Ukiah School District, where students are able to return for in-person classes. The state says that the Hermiston Christian School must remain closed under threat of fines or even jail time for the leaders. Governor Kate Brown's policy advisor has discussed the potential threat of a mass exodus from public schools, leading to a reduction of public school funding that might happen if parents chose private in-school education over the public option. The Alliance Defending Freedom is making their case that the government is attempting to squash private Christian education, and this is unconstitutional. Religious institutions cannot be treated worse, nor can parents be prevented from actively directing the raising and education of their own children. The Oregon state government has sent millions of dollars to public schools to help them adjust to the new health and safety standards set by the state, but are not giving any public funding to Christian schools that are fighting an uphill battle against the virus and the state that appears to be trying to bankrupt the religious institutions. According to the Supreme Court precedent given in Espinoza v. Montana Department of Revenue, religious schools and religious families cannot be discriminated against just because they are religious. The Alliance Defending Freedom Senior Counsel David Cortman said that, Governor Brown's personal preference for public over private education does not permit her to discriminate against faith-based schools. Oregon's Department of Education has personally evaluated Hermiston Christian School and found that it is a safe place for school-aged children to spend full days, but the very same department threatens imprisonment and fines if the school dares to educate those very same children while they are in the building. Public health crises do not suspend the Constitution or permit elected leaders to favor secular public schools by granting them unique exceptions. Proverbs 22 verse 6 says that parents are to train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. With Christian education under attack, it is important to intercede for the young hearts and minds of the next generation, so that they will learn God's ways and walk in them all the days of their lives. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.